You're on with Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the latest season of The Bachelorette and the current season of Bachelor in Paradise, Joe Amabile, a.k.a. Grocer Joe. How's it going, man?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. That's a great name. But what's up with Grocer Joe? Is you work in the gross produce? So, or you're just a gross dude, or what's going on?
Yeah, right? No, I'm in the grocery store business, produce.
Nice.
So I buy produce for a few stores in the Midwest.
Oh, so you get choice of all the good stuff, huh?
Right.
And I can appreciate that, being a big foodie. Good for you. I want to be friends with a Grocer Joe.
Yeah.
I want a Grocer Joe, buddy. All right.
I think it's grocery store Joe.
Grocery store Joe.
I think
Joe.
That's the bigger of the nicknames, yeah.
Okay. You're pretty skinny for being a grocery store guy. You're not eating as much.
I got good metabolism.
Okay, good for you. Let's talk Bachelorette first. You went home on the first night of Becca's season. What happened? Did you think it was the first impression? You just didn't feel it?
I was extremely nervous.
Hmm.
And I wasn't leading up to that point. And when I stepped out of the limo, I'm like, why did I do this?
Yeah, it's a nerve-wracking situation. Yeah. It's not something that anyone should necessarily be comfortable with. So,
I wasn't at all.
And it was her second time around, so she's like, probably why is this guy nervous? But, she went through it one time herself. If you had more camera time, what do you think Becca would have learned about you?
I think I'm a pretty good guy. I think I'm fun to be around. I like to try to make people laugh. I'm genuine. Try to be myself. And that's it. If she doesn't like that, then, I would have went home anyway.
And you can come home with some solid produce.
Yeah.
Right? Most importantly.
Right.
Do you think she ultimately made the right choice? Did you spend any time with Garrett?
I talked to him for a few minutes, but he seemed like a great guy. And I think, I think she made the right choice. As I saw that first night, they had a pretty strong connection, it looked like. So, and I was sitting in the back like, I'm going home.
Well,
I'm going home.
Well, even though you went home and you had a short time there, you became a fan favorite.
I did.
Why do you think you connected with folks?
I think because I'm real. I'm myself on TV, and I think people like that.
Yeah, authenticity is hard to find.
Yeah.
So what made you want to sign on for Bachelor in Paradise?
I was approached at another grocery store. I was at Whole Foods shopping, and
lady. Solid choice.
Yeah. And this lady's like, hey, are you single? I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, you want to try out for The Bachelor? I'm like, I guess so. Why not? And then I sent a few emails. They asked me to send them a video. I didn't. And then we did a Skype.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I was packing two suitcases and going to LA. And then I went home right away and didn't even unpack. So.
And now you're in paradise.
And now I'm in paradise.
They always go to the same place, right? In Puerto Vallarta in Mexico.
So. Yeah.
I know you can't elaborate too much on details, but what's something you can tease us with that we're going to see this season?
Ooh. Well, I guess I'm in a love triangle. So.
Oh, you found yourself in, you went from getting clipped and now you're in a little love triangle. Okay. That's a good tease.
And I lasted more than a day.
Nice.
So
already a win-win.
Yep.
Are you happy where you are now? Are you currently, or you're not allowed to talk about your relationship. Are you happy where you are and the status that you're in? Can you say that?
Yes, I'm very happy with where I'm at right now.
Okay, good, good. And what about if you were approached to be the next Bachelor? Is that something you'd consider or be interested in?
I think it's a lie if anybody says they wouldn't consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go on this show, I think it's always it's something that's in the back of your mind that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I would handle that situation. I'm pretty awkward on camera.
What was the biggest surprise for you in signing up for this when you finally got on? What?
I didn't realize the following it had. I never really watched the show. But it's huge. I mean, it's pretty big. And
people just, recognizing you.
Yeah. Everywhere I go in Chicago, everyone knows me now. It's like.
Well, that's got to help. Dating life, at least.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, I think there's worse things.
It's better than going unnoticed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Song you most sing in the shower?
I don't sing in the shower. I talk to myself more.
Okay. I feel you.
Okay.
Grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Oof. Probably goat.
Oh, I've had some goat.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Yeah, a little greasy, right?
Yeah, wasn't a fan.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up, Jennifer Aniston, now Olivia Munn.
Okay.
There you go.
Good taste. High school nickname or nickname growing up?
Amobs. My last name's Amobly, so.
Amobs.
Amobs, yeah, there you go.
I like Amobs.
Yeah.
Favorite fresh produce?
Pineapples.
Ooh, yeah, the good ones.
Love a good pineapple. Yeah.
Superpower, if you can have one.
That's a good one. I'd probably fly. Let's fly. I like to fly around.
Like a bird.
Yeah.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise airs Mondays and Tuesdays on ABC. You can follow him on Twitter at Amobly Joe. Amobs, thanks for stopping by, man.
You got it. Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.